Title: Advanced Limiter Setup for Drum and Bass Demo Masters. Intro: Hey, welcome. This is an advanced Ableton lesson all about mastering demo-ready drum and bass tracks with a two-stage limiter strategy that preserves sub impact, keeps breakbeat snap, and gives you loud, demo-ready files without destroying the mix. I'm going to walk you through a concrete master chain, exact device settings to try, automation ideas for drops and breakdowns, luffs and true peak targets, and a few pro-level variations to push darker, heavier DNB. Stay dialed in, and I'll also give troubleshooting cues so you don't get stuck. Lesson goal and mental model. Think of the master bus as doing three things: control, color, and deliver. Control keeps lows and peaks in check. Color gives glue and the character that makes tracks feel alive. Deliver gets you to your loudness and safe peak ceiling. Make every device earn one of those tasks. If something isn't clearly doing control, color, or delivery, bypass it and listen. Master chain overview. Signal flows top to bottom on the master track. Place utility first for gain staging and mono low control. Then EQ8 for surgical cleanup and a high pass. Next, multiband dynamics to tame and shape sub and mid behavior. After that, saturator for harmonic weight, then glue compressor for mix glue. Limiter A is your character slash soft clip stage. Limiter B is the final brickwall limiter that sets the ceiling and handles intersample peaks. Finish with your metering device or a dedicated LUFS meter after the chain. Duplicate this chain so you can create a dynamic master and a demo master for easy A/B comparison. Prep and headroom. Start by setting utility gain to -3 dB to give yourself headroom for limiting. Check your arrangement view for any pre-chain clipping. Calibrate your monitoring level. If you can, work around a moderate SPL so your ears don't bias too much toward bass or perceived loudness. Low end and mono safety. Insert EQ8 and set a high pass around 18 to 30 Hz with a steep slope to remove an audible subwoofer rumble that chews headroom. If you've got mud around 200 to 350 Hz, try a small dip of 2 to 4 dB. Force your subs to mono. I recommend mono summing below about 100 Hz. You can automate utility width to 0 below 100 when necessary, or split the signal into a low band and apply utility only to that band. Multiband dynamics for DNB low control. Add multiband dynamics and set the crossovers to about 120 Hz and 1.2 kHz. For the low band, aim for gain reduction of roughly 2 to 6 dB on fat transient hits. A starting point is threshold around -8 to -16, ratio 3 to 6 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, so transients breathe, and release 120 to 200 milliseconds timed musically to your tempo. Do not overdo makeup gain here. We'll deal with loudness later. For the mid-band, use gentler ratios like 2 to 4 to 1. Threshold a bit higher and faster attack 5 to 15 milliseconds to control mid-energy. The high band can be light-handed compression or limiting with fast attack to tame hats and snare top end. Sidechain tricks. If kicks and sub-bass collide, use the low band sidechain and duck the bass slightly on hits. This keeps low-end punch without losing continuous weight. It's subtle but incredibly effective for rolling DNB. Saturation and harmonic excitement. Put saturator after the multiband stage for harmonic weight. Choose soft clip or analog clip mode and add a little drive, something like 0.5 to 3 dB of drive. Blend it back with a dry slash wet between about 15 and 35%. If you want to avoid coloring subs, split the signal and only saturate high-passed material, or duplicate and high-pass the duplicate at 120 to 150 Hz, saturate it, and blend in for perceived weight without sub distortion. Glue compressor for cohesion. Use glue compressor to make the master feel glued together. Try ratio 2 to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so transients still cut, and release on auto or around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Set threshold to aim for 1 to 3 dB of average gain reduction. This unifies the track before limiting. Two limiter strategy, limiter A then limiter B. Limiter A is your character stage. Set its ceiling around -0.3 dB, luff head 1 to 3 milliseconds, and release from about 40 to 120 milliseconds. Add a small amount of gain, maybe plus half to plus 2 dB, so limiter sees and shapes the biggest transients. Expect 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction here as a starting point. Limiter B is the final brickwall limiter. Set the ceiling to -1 dB to stay safe for streaming, or -1.5 if you want extra headroom. Use a look ahead between 3 and 6 milliseconds to help with intersample peaks, and set release between 60 and 200 milliseconds for smoothness. Adjust limiter B's makeup gain to reach your luff's target rather than cranking everything in earlier stages. For demos, aim for integrated luffs around -8 to -9. For a more dynamic demo, -10 to -12. Typical final limiter gain reduction for demos should land between 2 and 6 decibels. You can push to 8 for aggressive demos, but listen carefully for distortion. Metering and luffs. Use a proper luffs meter after your limiters. Ableton's meters give you RMS and peaks, but a dedicated meter like Julian loudness meter gives accurate integrated luffs and true peak readings. Target integrated luffs -8 to -9 for loud demos. Keep true peaks at or below -1 dB TP. Use short-term and integrated luffs to audit sections and whole songs. If you only have Ableton's tools, use Spectrum and Careful-B referencing, but do rely on a third-party luffs tool for final exports. Arrangement-specific automation. Automation is critical. Create two master chains, Demo Master Loud and Reference Master Dynamic. Route your mixes so you can quickly audition both. This audio version is shortened for playback.